Second or third time on the show?
I think it's third. I think I've done it three times.
Okay.
Yeah. And third time's a charm.
Here's the story. Sarah's dad, John Martin, a school teacher.
Yep, he was an administrator.
Used to hang out in Goldie's where I hung out, and that's where we met, and he started Kale. Tell us what Kale is.
Yep, so it stands for Chicago Area Alternative Education League, and it's a 501c3 nonprofit that serves mainly special ed students that have been removed from the mainstream schools and attend alternative schools. So it could be therapeutic day schools, residential programs, and whatnot. And basically, Kale runs all of their extracurriculars. So we kind of compare
all the sports and everything.
Yep. So all sports, and then we do academic bowls and spelling bees and art. We got a big grant this year to bring high ropes courses and zip lines and archery and tomahawk throwing. I mean, all these things that these kids
have. Tomahawk throwing.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. It's been pretty amazing. So we have continued to just grow and grow. We've been around for 42 years.
42
That's amazing.
Years?
Yeah, 42 years.
And your dad
years.
Started it.
Correct, yes.
Now, how long ago did your dad die?
So a year ago, a little over a year
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah. You have carried on the legacy. Good for you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, so I taught in Oak Park. I taught third grade for 13 years and then left teaching maybe 4 years ago just to help my dad. And, you know, he wanted to just sit back and watch the Cubs and retire. That was the plan. So I was going to take over. And then, unfortunately, we lost him. But
we had him on the show with you one
year. Yeah, he was with me. Yeah, for sure. So, so we basically.
I think we had to bleep him.
I'm sure. I'm sure you did. So we provide all those extracurriculars. It's all during the school day. The kids have to be eligible based on academics, behavior, and attendance every single week. If they meet criteria, they leave school during the day, which is obviously a huge motivator, and go to another school and play, and it's
basketball
throughout the everything.
Whatever.
Flag football, softball, volleyball, bowling, chess, everything.
So it's really sports-centered, though.
It's mainly sports-centered. Kind of to mimic, like, these kids that were in the regular high schools or regular junior highs, to mimic, like, what their non-at-risk peers have access to, giving them, you know, they have a homecoming game like kids in the regular schools have. So mainly sports, and then, like I said, we do academic bowls now, spelling bees. We've gotten grants to bring back, you know, high ropes courses and zip lines and some other stuff.
Where'd you get that big grant from?
So we got a grant from Rivers Casino.
Oh, no kidding.
$25,000 last
year.
And then we got other grants, $10,000 to bring back. Basically what had happened was Kale was just getting larger and larger, and my dad was doing it on his own. And we have schools, just we don't market for schools. Schools just call us to join.
We had seven new
schools join last year, and then we have five that are looking to join this year. So it's just continued to grow, and as it was growing, he wasn't able to do every single thing he could before.
Sure.
But now, with me coming on board, we've been able to, you know, have extra, you know, more resources, set of hands.
Do you have a lot of volunteers helping you?
We do. So we have all the staff and all the schools are all of our Kale contacts, which we couldn't do it without them. We have 60 schools right now, and they're all members in Kale. They pay membership fees every year. They all have a Kale contact that runs all, you know, the games. They go out, they coach, they ref.
Wow.
And then we have volunteers like at our state basketball tournament, 150 maybe over the weekend. But that's our only weekend event besides, obviously, Kalechella. Everything else is during school hours, part of the curriculum. So it's basically run by the teachers that know the kids the best.
Now, was your dad from the West Side?
So he went to St. Phillips.
And what's your maiden name?
Martin.
So you're Irish, right?
I am. Yep.
I knew you.
Although
she's on this show.
I married a Dago.
Yes.
You can say that on here.
Yes.
Sure.
That's what my dad
Good
would
for
say.
You.
That's what your dad would say.
That's why I loved your dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Kale is Chicago Area Alternative Education League. Okay. So it's a league. Cool. It's like the Catholic League or the Southwest Catholic.
Yeah, it's really similar to IHSA for the regular high schools. We're basically doing what they're doing, but for all these alternative schools, which it's all these kids that were in those schools, but then they were staffed out because of emotional or behavior issues, and needed more support, and they went to these schools, and that's why my dad started it. They didn't have anything
and
to motivate them.
And how many schools? You're in 30 counties.
Yep.
How many schools?
30 counties?
So 60 schools, and they feed kids from 30 counties. So, like, you know, I'm from LaGrange, so, like, I grew up in Forest Park, but, like, LT, you know, they staff their kids out to a bunch of different alternative schools. So, like, certain schools that are in Kale could have kids from 10 counties feeding into their school. That's kind of how, you know, different alternative schools are set up.
Now, are these kids, do they have, they got in trouble, basically, right?
Some of them, but not all. I mean, it's such a wide range of kids that are in Kale, which is, like, the most beautiful thing to me. I mean, you have, you know, maybe kids that are from Inglewood, downtown, down in the city, that are in a retention dropout program or have, you know, just had not the best scenario to be raised in, and they're playing against kids out in Northbrook that may be severe autism, have kids, you know, with Tourette's, or there's many, many different kids that are in Kale, and they all, the focus is sportsmanship, so it's pretty awesome to see just the wide range of kids that play each other when they know the focus is sportsmanship. It's not about winning. It's they want to be there. I mean, they're out of school, and they're playing in a basketball game, so they're not worried about creaming the other team or, you know, beating
and
them by 100
points.
How old
are these guys?
So junior high and high school kids. So have some younger kids at some of our alternative schools that will play up, and they kind of give them a taste of Kale just to show them what it's like. But we have a junior high league and then a high school league, and it's all based on geographic division. So when I schedule, everyone's schedule, you know, based on where they're close to and, you know,
you have to schedule all this stuff?
So I was scheduling it. My dad was scheduling it before. And then this year we were able to hire a full-time program director who now is doing all that scheduling, which is amazing. So I can kind of focus more on the marketing piece and getting out there, fundraising, you know, grants and, you know, corporate sponsorships. All those things that really have never been a focus for Kale. My dad was just the grind every day.
Was your dad an athlete?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he played, you know, his whole life. Always that was his main, you know, drive to do anything was to be able to play sports. That's why he did it, because these kids came up to him and they're like, there must be other kids that are in other schools like us that would be interested in playing. And it started with, I think, OPRF maybe was one of the first schools. It was four schools. Four schools and basketball, and then it just has grown.
I had no idea it was still around for 40 years. That's
42
amazing.
Now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's amazing.
So what do you got coming up? You got Kalechella.
Yes.
It's a big fundraiser. September 8th at Tavern on LaGrange, on LaGrange Road. It's a fundraiser.
Yep, it's a fundraiser. So for, I think it's been like 14 years, we did the Bandathon, the Kale Bandathon at Healy's. So my dad had always run Kale out of Forest Park. So since I'm in LaGrange, I now run it out of LaGrange.
Not?
And so we had so many people kind of taking party buses and coming out to the Bandathon in Forest Park. I figured let's change it up this year and see. So now it's out kind of a little bit closer to that way, and we have a really fun band that we hired. One of the drummers is actually a Kale teacher, so kind of neat. Tons of silent auction items.
How many are on your staff? Just two?
So two full-time, so myself and a program director that's full-time. We're both full-time, and then I have a development director who's part-time, and then, you know, I have an IT person and a grant writer that's just hourly that we pay.
Wow.
So yeah, but again, we partner with all these schools, and so you know, when I'm sending my email blasts out every Monday, it's going to hundreds of people because we have all these Kale contacts within every one of the schools.
That's what I do.
That
our,
are paid
we
by
we
the
do
schools.
Our email blasts on Monday night, and then they hit on Tuesday morning. Yeah.
And what about do you get any money from the state or any assistance from the schools?
Yeah, so all the schools pay membership fees to be a part of Kale. Yep.
Oh,
so that's basically how Kale has run for this long and been so solid and strong, is because the school boards are approving every single year. I mean, it's without Kale, they don't have access. I mean, we have CPS schools coming to us now that are saying, I mean, they can't believe that they can pay this nominal fee. I mean, we keep it low, and then have access to an entire sports program the entire school year, and academics and art, and I mean, so we're really offering something that they didn't have access to. So, yeah,
and
that's
you
what
get
keeps
many
us going.
Kids from Chicago?
So we have maybe 8 or 9 schools in Chicago, and like I said, now that we have CPS schools that are kind of spreading the word among other CPS schools, they're reaching out. Another one that's joining this year. That I just am kind of trying to. Kind of need quality growth. Like, I don't want to grow too fast when I don't have the staff to support
right.
it yet. So we're,
right.
you know, looking for partnerships and corporate sponsors and things to be able to first bring in money to be able to have another program director to, I just don't want to get too big where then things get watered down and I can't keep offering, you know, what the schools want. They wanted badminton this year, we're adding badminton. They wanted, you know, ropes courses last year, we added. So I want to be able to keep doing that. What's that?
Is there a board of directors?
There is a board of directors, yep.
Okay.
Yep. Always has been a board. And, you know, we just listen to the schools.
Is Mike Sullivan on the board?
He's not on the board. Good okay. man. He is
he
not
is
on
a
the
great
board.
Guy.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
He owns Goldies. Yeah.
We're at such a crossroads because for so long it was just. My dad was just focused on the programming, and now we're like, I'm really trying to do things with, you know, partnering.
Funny. So many of those kids don't belong in a regular classroom. It's like one size doesn't fit all.
Correct. Right.
And sports is really good for bringing out the best of those kids because they're usually hyperactive and they got this.
And the camaraderie that sports
right.
provides, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty amazing to see what they are capable of. I mean, these are kids that, you know, they mostly have IEPs, they've been staffed out, and they need extra resources, like you're saying, but now they're playing on a team, and they're part of something bigger than them, and they're, in this community of, you know, working with kids from other schools, and it's they circle up after every single game in a sportsmanship circle. They give 2 ribbons to the other team. They have to go shake hands.
And they
got to
pick someone from the other team?
Each team picks 2 people from the other team, and not the coaches, but the kids, go shake hands, make eye contact, present, you know, I mean, life skills. Like,
yeah.
they have to tell them, this is why I chose you. Not because you were the best softball player, but because you helped me, you know,
right.
when I was on the ground or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So
that's terrific.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's
yeah.
great. Yeah,
yeah,
the sports is... There's just certain kids that you can get to them through sports. They do not belong in a regular classroom because all it does is aggravate them and they...
Frustrates them.
It frustrates yeah. them. Right. And they're not, you know, this idea that everybody has to, you know, has to go and do the same thing and everything. And it's great. But I've just seen it myself that so many kids... will come around if you get them into a sports program.
Absolutely. And you know what the neat thing has been is since we've gotten more money coming in that we've been able to offer other, you know, last year we brought back academic bowls and spelling bees, and I saw a whole new group of kids like that I had never seen before because they're not interested in sports.
Yeah.
And so now they're saying like, you know, Sarah, like, can we do more of these kinds of things? I mean, you have all these kids that, you know, maybe are a little depressed or, you know, have anxiety around other kids, and they're not going to go out on a basketball court. So being able to, like, offer more of these academic types of things and art programs that just to reach more kids because
right.
the athletes are, I mean, they love it. They eat it up. They want more of it, I mean, every day. But, yeah, it's fun to think of all the possibilities as we kind of get more support to bring more things like that, too.
Let me ask you, you gave me a sheet. It's your Kale donation at work. 1,000 celebration lunches each year. What is that? What are the celebrations?
So we have tournaments. So we every single week there is, you know, tons of games going on throughout Chicagoland area.
Every week,
yep.
Yeah.
So every Wednesday all the junior highs are playing. Every Friday all the high schools are playing. But then we also have tournaments.
Yeah.
So at those tournaments then we would have a cookout or, you know, we do the bowling with pizza party after. And so it's... some of them are where the kids get to qualify, or some of them are the schools have signed up, and then we have cookouts, and the kids get to eat together. And
they're socializing.
Yep.
Yeah. 4,000 sportsmanship awards handed out. 5,000 kids.
Every year.
Yeah, that's terrific.
It's great.
900 athletic and academic events every year. And from 30, it's the thing is fed from 30 counties across Illinois.
Yep.
That's amazing.
And there's tons more that should be in Kale that we are, you
know. The more you do, the more you realize you have to do.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes.
It's never ending.
So it is never ending. And like my mission is just to keep growing this. And, you know, anytime I'm presenting somewhere and somebody says, you know, we don't have anything like this up in Rockford, or we don't have this in, you know, we did a pilot program in East St. Louis because they wanted us to come out. I mean, there's all these places around here, even in Illinois, that are alternative schools that desperately need Kale services. And I just want to get to the point where I can comfortably reach out and send an email and say, look, we're ready for you. I have the staff to do it, and you can join. And, you know, it's...
I got to tell you, when you are a bundle of energy, isn't she?
It's Holy my three cow. Children that are sitting over there.
Yeah,
like,
she has three kids on top of that.
Waiting to... Yeah. Yes.
And when you do this stuff, what about transportation? What do you do for transportation?
Yeah, so every school has their own transportation. So they're all getting their kids to and from the games. So
oh,
it's all set up.
Great.
So like I said, IHSA, where they're doing the whole schedule, and then, you know, we're running tournaments and things, but they know where they're going. So they're, you know, submitting game reports after every single game via wow. Google Docs, and then it used to be me. Program director is, his name is Marty Knuth. He's going through, and he is...
What's his name?
Marty Knuth. So he's been around Kale forever, and yeah. Has been such an amazing addition to... He worked at Maryville Academy forever,
oh, okay.
and one of, you know, been around Kale. So he was a great addition just to kind of, you know... Great friend of my dad's, and it just smoothed the transition. So when my dad passed away, which no one was expecting to happen, right. It was, you know, I was already running Kale with him, but then Marty stepping in was just, it was yeah. a great addition. So, yeah, so he's tracking every single game that's going on because we obviously can't be at every game.
Sure.
And we have, you know, the stats and sportsmanship tracking and all those things through that. So
good for you. And everybody wants to help. Go to the Kalechella. Based on Coachella, it's
Correct.
A rock concert.
Yes.
Where is Coachella? In
it's
L.A.
In
or something?
California. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
September 8th. At
Not
7
many people
o'clock.
With three kids can get out to Coachella, so
yes.
come to Kalechella.
So you're doing your own.
It's just yeah. as cool, if not more.
Tavern on LaGrange. I'm assuming that's a restaurant,
yep.
right?
Yep.
It's at 5403 South LaGrange Road. But if you want more information, go to kale.org, Kalechella. Kalechella.org.
Yep.
That'll take you to everything.
Yeah, it'll
right?
take you to everything. Yeah. Yep.
They can donate if they go there, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And we're actually going to do, we're switching everything over this year to do online silent auction. So
oh,
in the
yeah.
past, we've done it where, you know, pretty old school where
they
you write
do
everything
it with their
down.
Phones and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
now everyone will have access to everything. Even if you don't come to Kalechella, you can still bid on
oh, you
a
can
lot
bid
of the
from
items.
Home.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's open bar and dinner,
yep.
silent auction, and what does that say? Karma Committee.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. This is your first time with Kalechella, though, that you're doing.
Yes, here,
huh?
correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Well, get out there, folks. This is a great, great organization. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing good in the hood.
Thank
you. Know
you.
That?
Thank you.
Yeah.
My niece has a business there in Western Springs.
Oh, which one?
She contacted her. It's a health thing, you know.
I'm sure I know it.
A health thing?
What do you call the place? It's a workout place.
Oh, okay.
A gym.
Treadfit.
Treadfit. I know. I know somebody who actually works out
Which
of there,
niece
and I've been talking
it?
To somebody from Treadfit. What's her name?
Her name is Jenny Harkins.
Write
yes,
it down.
I've been emailing. I think she reached out to me because I run LaGrange Neighbors and Newcomers Social Committee. So we were going to do class. I know,
else.
In my free time. So she had reached out to me about doing an event with newcomers and LaGrange. So
you should,
that is
you
her.
Should talk to her about doing something at her place.
Okay. Okay.
She's
yes.
She's got five kids.
Oh, wow.
She's
wow.
like you. She's a. She gets it.
Ball yeah. of fire.
Yes, I yeah. will. I will mention that to her.
She's
yeah.
terrific. Tell her you were on Uncle Skinny's radio show.
I will do that.
She'll say he never had me on.
No,
but just tell what you're doing. You should sit down with her. You could do something there for a day where people would come in and.
They have machines
exercise.
And stuff. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got about 20 treadmills.
Yeah. I know all about it. Yep. Oh. A friend of
it's
mine.
It's a brutal, brutal workout.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Really? Oh, treadmill.
I've heard. Yeah.
You're on the floor, you're up, you're back on the treadmill. I told her they should Forget waterboarding those guys they catch. It's just bring them over to Jenny. They talk after about an hour.
Right.
But she's great. You would really
okay.
like her.
Great. I will definitely reach out.
But she'll help
Sarah
you out
Lorenzi,
to promote.
Sarah Martin Lorenzi. Let's not forget Martin Lorenzi.
Yeah, Sarah Martin. Sarah, she'll help you promote this too.
Okay, great. You know, yeah, I mean, we're.
But she's a school teacher too.
Okay.
And she's all into stuff like this with the kids. She helps me with Special Olympics all the time. She's great.
Perfect.
For more information or to
Thank
get
you.
Your tickets, go to kale.org, CAAEL.org/Calchella. But if you get
Kale
to Kale, you'll find it.
Yep, you get everything.
All right, September 8th. Thank you, Sarah Lorenzi.
Thank you for having me on again.
The best. It's our absolute
Sorry about
pleasure.
Your dad.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds like a great guy. I know we met him one night here, but
awesome guy. Really
and
happy
keep up the good work.
Carry it on.
Those kids need it.
Yeah.
They need
and
help.
Good luck with your kids.
Thank you.
All right.
School starts soon, so next week.
You have
week,
three
I'm
kids.
Ready.
How old are your kids?
8, 6, and 2.
Whoa.
Two girls, and then we had a boy.
Good for you.
And what school do they go to?
Ogden in LaGrange.
Oh, very good.
Yep. Yeah.
Ogden?
Yep.
Where's that? Oh, it's
right
it's in LaGrange.
It's in LaGrange.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it's on Ogden.
It's on Ogden and Spring. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Well, we're from Beverly, and there's a lot of people that move out there to
LaGrange. I know. Our development director is from Beverly, so I feel like every time I'm in a meeting with anybody, he
what
knows everybody.
Yeah.
Brian O'Connell, also an Irish young
Shocked.
Lad.
Shocked.
All right, good luck. Good luck with Coach Calchella.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks,
great
job.
Thanks so much.
We'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show after these messages from our friends.